Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Town.
Hey townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Ayers.
Kyle Ayers.
We did it.
We did it. Welcome to the show.
To Ayers is human.
Yeah, welcome back to
the
show.
I've got an aunt who told me if I ever had a first, dude, one open mic in my whole life. And she was like, once you have an album, you have to call it a comedy of Ayers.
Yeah.
And I didn't, but.
By the way, great advice.
Turns out my aunt is Sandra Bernhard.
I don't know if anyone else has feedback for a pun based on one practice session of their potential career, but there we were.
Hey, man, she was ahead of her time. Let's just say that right now. And your aunt was Don Rickles.
Also, she believed in you enough to know you were going to have an album out.
That's right.
She certainly believed in that pun enough to pretend there was a future.
Hey, man, if she only knew. If she could only see where you are now.
Make the pun for the future you want to have.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
Oh, that's a good tattoo.
That's a good tattoo. Well, dude, we're just so happy to have you on.
You are, for fans who are listening who may not go all the way back to the beginning, you were our very first, we call them Friday episodes now, but we used to call them mini episodes, guest on our first Friday episode of Dumb People Town, and you crushed it.
And
people
so
loved
fun.
It. They asked for you more, 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 and I think we had you another time, correct?
Maybe. You're one of our favorites.
Favorite.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of albums, you have one coming out, which obviously we'll get
We'll talk about it later, Dan.
But what's the date?
October 16.
Great.
Okay. Right, cool.
Good. This is going
to be right around the corner.
We're going to put it in. But in the meantime, we get stories sent to us, Kyle. I don't know if you know this or not, but that are so dumb that we need to break them down, the four of us. We've never heard them. You've never heard them. Dan's barely heard it. Let's jump into one.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Sent in by, bless you, my
Thank
friend.
You. Sorry.
Sent in by Carlene McDermott at
GB Carlene.
I love this gal. The Toys R Us of fans.
I said it should be a Disney show following That's So Raven.
I agree with
That's
you.
That's So Raven. Right. Sandwiched in between That's So Raven.
iCarly
and She Be Carlene, then That's So Raven, then a double shot of Fluffy McDuffie.
I think you can just round it out with, wait, is that Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
If we're just going to round out the Disney Channel evening.
Shia LaBeouf.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep. Yeah.
A Florida woman.
There
Which
we
means
go.
It's going to be somebody's birthday sometime when we play this game. This story might come back up then.
Yes, ma'am.
A Florida woman who stripped naked and started trying out, and that's in quotes, which I don't know why, because she definitely did, trying out a sex toy in a Fort Pierce sex shop.
Nope.
Was arrested and charged with larceny and indecent exposure, according to police.
How do we know that wasn't an in-store performance?
Right.
Also, Kyle, you've performed at laundromats.
Oh, I mean, I've done shows for worse audiences, I've probably performed worse.
Have any of you guys done the porn shop show here?
Oh, yeah. The treasure chest?
Yeah, pleasure.
Pleasure chest?
Yeah, but it is a treasure chest.
It is a treasure trove?
Yeah.
T.J. Miller ran the show
for a long time. It was still going up until the pandemic, I believe.
There was nothing like watching Brody Stevens do that show.
Really?
May he rest in peace.
Oh,
the ultimate positivity in the ultimate acceptance room.
You got it. Push.
Brody calling out people who very clearly did not want to be identified in that place.
You, sir, by the butt plugs.
Yes. Sir, I'll with the trench coat pulled up like an old movie. Do you want to talk to public?
You got it.
Welcome to the store.
Let's go around. What's everyone's first and last names and marital status?
Let's call your wife. You got it. Extra lube.
I'm going to guess your social security number. And I bet I get four numbers right. Yes.
What high school did you go to? North Hollywood? The Villager. Give them an extra pile of lube.
I've used a magic wand. I've taken anal beads out of myself. You got it.
Those anal beads are rosaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Florida woman went in, tried out. Also, trying it out.
Trying it out
is... A lot of sex toys, they do have demo things like sitting out on the shelf, or some of them even say, feel me. Now, they don't say how.
A tester.
Yes, if you will.
I mean, I'm sure they have a strict return policy.
That's right.
As far as businesses...
They all do.
Yeah, I don't think you're just taking it to a UPS store and they're boxing it up and sending it back for you.
No, not at all. So she decides to try out a sex toy in a Fort Pierce sex shop. Staff called police after the customer took off most of her clothes.
Oh, man.
Leaving her dressed in just a purple shirt. She is Donald Ducking it.
She is like a sports team mascot.
Purple shirt is definitely like a Minnesota Vikings shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's just faded so you can barely see any of the logo left
on there.
She's
like Donald Sutherland in Animal House.
Remember? When he reaches up for the crackers.
Where are the bowls?
And his cute little butt. There's something like cute about a person in like the only thing they're wearing is a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, until they start attacking you or trying out sex toys in the store.
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, you say there's something cute about it, but it's evidence at some point in this story.
Yeah, that's true as well. So is all the clothes on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. An employee said the woman went to remove a sex toy from its packaging and took off her shirt, leaving her fully nude. So she wanted to get very comfortable for whatever. Right.
She's like,
look,
I gotta get in the mood here.
Right.
Gotta test drive.
It says tester.
Mm-hmm. What toy is so undiscreet that you need to be fully nude to use it?
There's
also
the full body tickler.
Well, we were talking about Brody, you know, calling out people walking into the store who did not want to be identified as being there.
Yeah.
Imagine the like conservative, and I don't mean political, I mean in their life, like a couple who's like, let's just be a little weird.
We'll go to a sex toy.
It's not going to be when we go in. It's like
any other store. Yes. This is like Blockbuster.
Honey, they leave you alone in here.
This is a year they've been chiseling away to get them to finally join. You know what? We'll go on our anniversary. Right. We'll go on our anniversary.
It'll be wild. Maybe we'll get drunk in Cancun and tell our bungalow neighbors.
By the way, get flavored lube.
And the husband does not want to do it at all, and the wife is the one who keeps hammering away. You, honey, just come.
Right.
It's going to be
fun. I saw a TikTok where it's like funny stuff. It's like old bachelorette things.
There's no shame
in it anymore. There's definitely not going to be exactly what you're worried about happening the moment we walk in.
Look what the cat dragged in.
They walk into just this raging woman taking off her purple shirt, just unpackaging, and they're like, holy shit, these heathens.
Singing like Richard Simmons.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Oh, my God.
Staff also later told police, and I hope that means later, like 2 days later, like, guess what I just remembered?
Hey.
that the woman had tried on a piece of clothing, but the exact nature of the item has not been reported. Just say lace.
A leather corset.
Yeah, there's latex.
What is this conservative writer who's trying to leave these details out?
I know.
Hey, sometimes it's the things we don't.
I'm not allowed to say.
This story is going to be used to suppress the voting of former felons in the state of Florida.
You know it will.
But I can tell you this: the total value of the goods allegedly stolen by the woman
was
totaled. We'll find out right after we take this.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Kyle Ayers, every single thing that he has going on and how great he is. Also, we won't mention how great we are, too.
Yes.
We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. We got Kyle Ayers with us. He's got a new album coming out on October 16th. Am I correct to say that?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell him what it is. Tell him how to get it. Tell him where you recorded it. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, it is called Happiness. So October 16th, you can buy Happiness. Is it a long walk for one pun? Find out more before this. Yes, it is.
He is his aunt's nephew.
Comedy of Ayers.
I recorded it. It's with the label Blonde Medicine.
Love them.
Which is a wonderful indie comedy label.
Yeah, that's who did mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. I recorded it actually outside before everything was outside. I recorded it pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
December in Echo Park in Los Angeles.
I saw it coming.
Stories at the show Good Heroin.
Did it rain?
It did not rain. It was supposed to rain all day.
I remember.
It stopped raining right before the recording. It's fun. It's It has all the stuff that you would expect from a crowded. If you remember Crowds, it's a throwback.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedy. Someone skateboarded through my album recording.
Oh my god!
There is a literal cricket that lands, and you hear almost what would be like a comedy of. And I don't even want to say
comedy
it.
Comedy of airs.
But I got a. You can pre-order a vinyl. If you pre-order the vinyl, it actually comes with a 12-page color lyrics insert. If you remember lyrics inserts
yes,
from
I
old
do.
Records,
of course.
Every
do.
Word I say on the entire album
that
is on there.
So genius.
Hilarious.
So this is
definitely a funny idea unless you ask the person who transcribed it, who mm-hmm. thought it was tiresome, laborious, and maybe not worth it.
Was that your aunt? Is that your aunt?
Was it you?
You should have made her.
No, hey. It was not me. So shout out Blonde Medicine and whoever had to type out. I'm not a succinct comic.
No, but you are a
wait, he had to type out the words. I'm not a succinct comic. Probably.
No, I wouldn't even type that out.
Kyle, let me ask you this. No, does it say skateboard noise?
Yeah, everything. Every and
cricket.
It's like
cricket noise.
Cricket is there. Yeah. Cricket all is there. The noise is ambulance.
Parenthetical cricket. Dude, this is what a great idea.
Also, that'd be a great name.
Yeah. So you can listen to it wherever.
Parenthetical cricket. Yeah.
Parenthetical cricket.
I like parenthetical cricket sounds like Andrew Bird's like group effort album.
This is his side project. Andrew Bird's side project is parenthetical cricket.
He got together with one of the guys from Animal Collective, and now we have parenthetical cricket.
Bidoop, bidoop. It's all just plucking his violin. And tons
yeah,
of
so
whistling.
Wherever you get albums, you can listen. You know, so, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, whatever Apple Music is calling itself, all that stuff.
Like Jay said, we've had you on before, and one of the ideas that you've done that was to us just so brilliant as roast comedy kind of got huge, and we were a part of that scene as well. You developed a show called The Boast Rattle, which was just you had to in the way in place of roasting
in the cadence,
people
in the cadence
in the cadence and in yes. place of roasting people you had to come up with the greatest most creative compliment for people
right.
which took the same amount of energy and effort as a burn.
I think it definitely takes the same amount of effort, but you have less know-how of knowing if it's going to work beforehand.
Yes.
If that makes sense, yeah. because yep. there's not like this repertoire of 75 years of understanding.
But I battled Dave Holmes, and it was like, it was hard.
Yeah, it's hard, but it was a brilliant concept carried
we judged
off beautifully.
It.
We judged it, mm-hmm. and it just had such a good time. We actually were supposed to boast rattle the Lucas Brothers
right.
Up in Montreal. And we wrote some great ones for that, and it didn't work, but it was like, it didn't happen. But it was really, it's a great idea, but to me, it's indicative of the type of comedy that you do. So I'm so excited for this album to come out.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Hey-o! Who is he, your aunt? But I'm
That's
really...
also a good album name. Who is he, your aunt? That sounds like Bob Newhart's third album yes. would all be hinging yes. on
who
that one
he?
Punch.
And the, pic- and the
who
picture
is, he, your
is just
aunt?
Him like pointing to the left looking straight.
Right. With like a purple splash and with that
great,
text over it.
Yeah, and
like, look
great.
At that suit.
Who yes, is he, your aunt? Exactly. Parenthetical cricket.
It's like Bob Newhart got banned from saying that on The Tonight Show at some point because
yeah.
it was too risky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is he, your
Who
aunt?
Who is he, your aunt? It's like just an unbelievable album about cross-dressing.
Yeah, and transitioning.
I love it. So you can get it and get it anywhere. And get the vinyl. What a great idea to get.
What an easy thing to remember.
Vinyl.
Happiness. You can buy happiness.
Buy happiness on October 16th. Anywhere where you can get tracks and stuff, but do that. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
All right, Dan, let's finish this
So
story.
When we left at the break.
Well, before we do that, oh, yeah. I want to remind everybody that we are over halfway sold out to our own live Dumb People Town, which is on November 7th. So I would love to say after the election, but it might still be in the process.
It'll
at that
probably
point.
Be still
But
in
the
process.
One thing you can do, because you're going to need a break, you're going to need a laugh, or maybe it will be wrapped up, hopefully, in our favor, or my favor, I should say. I'll speak for myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we're on your side.
But it'll be a good reason to celebrate. John Hamm is the guest. The musical guest is the band Tennis. We're doing it over at nowherecomedyclub.com.
Are you a fan? You like tennis.
I love tennis.
Yes.
Look at me and you know I do.
I know. Dude, your tennis is main demo.
Yeah.
So are we. I love those guys so much. And it is just so much fun. We did it at the Nowhere Comedy Club studio last time and it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the first one they did. So they're only perfecting it as we go on. Yeah. So think of how good it's going to be on November 7th. Mike Birbiglia and Mike Doty were so great. Thanks to everyone here who showed up to those in the pre-show, post-show. By the way, the VIP tickets for this thing, as we're recording this right now,
are almost sold out.
Yeah, well,
the
they're like 13 tickets away.
And the great thing is like those pre-show and post-show hangs are like their own little mini shows in themselves. There's so much fun, and I hope everybody joins in because like they're going to sell out.
It
They'll
is.
Sell out. Those are such limited seating for those. So Make sure you get those. Treat yourself.
You go
treat
to
your couple.
You go to eventbrite.com. Look up live dumb people.
Or to get those just tickets. Go to danielvankirk.com. And the last thing I want to tell you, I do game nights. There's bingo, and bingo is happening. You jumped in.
Dude, I had the most fun at bingo.
Friday, October 30th, it's a Halloween costume party. Oh, bingo extravaganza.
Oh, Halloween-go.
Halloween-go.
I might steal that. Halloween-go. That's great.
Are you kidding? You'll get the invoice.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take it. I will pay gladly for that.
You're going to get 8 pounds of candy corn coming your way.
Randy, jump in the last one. You guys crush Halloween in your house so much. Dude. If for any reason you are also dressing up that Friday night for maybe some sort of Sklar family party.
Or maybe we'll just try on our costumes.
Yeah. Oh, that would be wonderful.
I may jump on this thing because it is so much goddamn fun. Yeah. Dan and I were doing comedy just about bingo numbers.
I know.
I 24, you 24.
So that's on the 30th, and then a week later, it's Dumb People Town. Plus, I do camp nights, and I do standard game nights with Jackbox.
They're so goddamn fun.
Just go to danielvankirk.com. You can get tickets for everything, but especially the live Dumb People Town.
Let's jump into this.
Here we go. So
when we left, we were trying to figure out how much.
They say goods, which I don't know. As far as we know, all she's taken so far is she's tried a sex toy, but maybe you use it, you buy it.
I'm going to say goods and services.
Isn't that probably the policy in a sex store? You use
maybe
it, you
bads
buy
and services.
Mm-hmm. I've used a ball gag.
That's the best gag I did all night. You got it.
You got it. I'll do jokes to people who are blindfolded. Okay, so
if you murmur, I count that as a laugh. I'll take a whip out on stage.
My album is 50 Shades of Slay.
Okay, so we know, and then she stole some undescribed clothing item. How much do you think the value of the goods stolen? I'm going to try and be as fair as possible. I feel like they're only talking about the clothing item because I don't know that she stole anything else.
Kyle, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's still... I'm gonna go Price is Right, $3.99.
No, there are no Prices Right. No, it's closest no matter what. So don't.
No,
feel
but
like
just
you
instead,
play
instead
it
of saying 400, instead of saying 400, I'm gonna say $399.99.
$399.99. Jay, what do you think? $49.99.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with it and go $65.99.
$65.99. I love that you guys did cents because usually they tell us about they did give cents for this
see?
One.
Kyle Ayers,
makes
man.
Sense.
Kyle Ayers, that does make sense. That does.
It was the total value of the goods allegedly stolen by this woman. Was, and we're not even, I mean, we still got more to go in this story.
I love it. How great would it be if Common's aunt told him, when you're a famous rapper, you should do an album called Common Sense?
At Sklar Brothers.
At Common's aunt. Okay.
How great
would it have been if Common's aunt said to Common, when you become a famous rapper and you do an album, you should call it Comedy of Errors.
Comedy of
A-Y-R-E-S. And she's like, he's like, who's that? She's like, Kyle Ayers. He's going to be a great comedian.
He's that guy you played that cash cab.
He's going to be a great comedian.
Not a lot of people know this, but actually Brian Johnson, AC/DC's lead singer, when he was growing up, his aunt said, someday you're going to make an album. Technology is going to evolve. You're going to have to call it an AC/DC CD, and it can come out.
At
he
Sklar
was
Brothers.
Seven, and she knew. She skated where the puck was going.
That CD. Was really good. That was good. The total cost was...
Of the I Googled stolen. AC/DC's singer's name.
Thanks. Good for you. Was... $45.98.
Oh, what did you say?
You said $49.99.
Oh my God, Jay.
It gets better, though. When officers arrived, a store employee directed them to the stockroom. Just to make sure someone going, she's back there.
She's there.
And I am not going back
over there.
There. You're here now. To the stockroom where the woman had made herself comfortable in an office chair and was entertaining herself. Why are you being so vague, Florida?
Made
you know,
herself-
she was naked on the floor. And so actually she made herself a little less comfortable by sitting down.
That's true.
It depends how ergonomic was that office chair.
The police report states that she had in her hand a pink colored penis shaped sex toy.
A
that
dildo?
She was using in a masturbatory manner. It was probably a Tracy's dog.
In a
we don't know what these things are called.
In masturbatory manner.
Yeah. Which also sounds like...
Guys, this isn't a car chase where they...
Playboy TV, overwriting
a Playboy TV scripted show, Masturbatory Manor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Masturbatory. I'll see you at Masturbatory Manor.
For anybody who's freaking out about what I said, Tracy's Dog is the name of an extremely popular and very effective sex toy for women.
There you go.
Look up the Amazon reviews. It became a meme in of itself, and it is hilarious.
Tracy's Dog?
I can only hear the name Tracy's Dog to the tune of Stacy's Mom.
Tracy's Dog has got it going.
That's probably their ad.
It could even be has got her getting off. There's a lot of
his dog has got her getting off.
I feel like they might have changed the name recently to Moonpace because Tracy's dog is the worst name for any sex toy.
Tracy's dog, her bite is worse than her bark.
Tracy's dog, every year will feel like it lasted seven.
Tracy's dog, time to put her down.
Don't. Yes. That's great, though. Ask Claw Brothers, thumbs up emoticon on that. Time to put her down. The police report states.
Can I just say, is there anything more fun than riffing with Kyle Ayers?
No.
There is not.
She was using it in a masturbatory manner. M-A-N-O-R. Uh-huh. As the officer entered the room, this is what I love. The woman stood up and the sex toy fell to the floor.
I wanted.
We all know the logistics of that.
I want her to have stood up. And then a second later, she fell out.
Right. Also, they never gave us a name. I've been calling her in my head. I feel like I should share this with the universe. I've been calling her Mandy. The whole time in my head, her name is Mandy.
Mandy Cockrell.
Yes. No, with a Y, not an I. But she still dots.
She still puts the heart over
yes,
the Y.
Yes, 100%.
She just connects. Hearts. No, she just connects the Y things. The thought and the sound of a dildo hitting carpet.
Yeah. Yes.
Two hearts and it's two hearts beat off as one.
For return.
And you know, Mandy.
Sex toy.
Mandy
never
stands
used.
Up. It slides out, hits the ground, and then she just goes, thump. What?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Right. Okay. You ruined it.
I mean, never has that police officer felt less attractive.
Yes. Doesn't anyone knock anymore?
The woman declined to respond to police questioning. Very smart move on her part, sure, but also she's so pissed off. Like, I'm not talking to any of you.
That's right.
The officer took the woman from nearby Port Salerno into custody, and she has since been jailed on a misdemeanor charges of larceny and indecent exposure.
Here's the good news. If they ran out of handcuffs, they're at a sex store.
Exactly.
Grab one off the wall. Grab one off the wall.
I will ask you guys this before we close out our mini story here with Kyle.
So good.
Full-size story, if you ask
so
me.
Fun.
How old is Mandy? How old do you think the woman running around, mm-hmm. Donald ducking it, shirts off, puts on some
55.
Sort of lingerie?
55. Wow.
Rubs it out in the break room, lets it drop to the floor after coming out of her crevice.
She dropped it like it was hot. I'm going to say she's 46.
46 years old from Randy Sklar. Jason Sklar?
She dropped it like it was lukewarm. She's 31.
31 years old. Okay. Mandy. The craziest.
We don't know
girl.
That her name is Mandy.
No, but. I know.
Okay, let's just also put that out there.
It's probably the one Rachel. Definitive take we've had out of this is right. deciding her name.
Dan right. just said it so confidently. I felt like we had to put it out there that we
for
don't
a
know.
Second, you forgot. You're like Mandy.
Mandy, yeah, okay. that's what her name is. Woman. Yeah,
Mandy, the funnest little person at the sex shop.
Better believe it.
Is. 36 years old.
Oh.
Is that you, Jay?
What'd you 31? Say? I said 46. You said 31. 31. It's Jay.
31. 55 for Kyle Ayers.
Boom. Can I give a title for this entire article?
Yes.
Little Shop of with the W Horrors.
There you go.
Little Shop of Horrors.
But in a sex positive way. Like as long as
yeah, you, definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Little Shop of Horrors.
All right. That is our
a comedy of errors.
That is our time with Kyle
there
Ayers.
There we go. That
if you're
is
a Patreon we- person, you're going to get a little bit of extra. You'll see that in the Patreon feed. But as far as this goes, please get his album on October 16th.
Buy happiness on that and get your tickets for the live Don't
you
Beautiful
Town.
You
can find happiness in a comedy.
You can,
album.
And you can find it on November 7th with John
and
Hamm.
And if you
want
to hear a very special dumb story that Kyle Ayers has brought to us, you got to join our Patreon.
That's it. Join the Patreon. We're going to be explaining what the levels are for this new
it
world.
It is so worth it.
It is
I
so
have
worth
to tell you.
It is so Thank worth you. It. So, but
you will want to hear this.
For right now, oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.